Talking segment two, we thank Ahmad Hawkins for joining us. And don't forget, second half hour, we have former Virginia quarterback Mark Verica is going to call in. But right now, we have Dr. Glenn Kerr from Ortho Virginia, and Frank's got the introduction.
Well, we're delighted tonight to have Dr. Glenn Kerr. He's back for season two as a supporter and an active contributor to Who's Talking. He is well known for his research and the papers he's written on hips and knees and orthoplasty, and we might inquire as to what that actually means. It's interesting that Ortho Virginia recently merged with Commonwealth Orthopedics in Northern Virginia. So now Ortho Virginia has got to be one of the biggest orthopedic practices in the Mid-Atlantic. Anyhow, we welcome Dr. Glenn Kerr. Glenn, how are you?
I am doing great, Frank, and thank you guys for having me back for season two. I'm very excited to be here tonight.
Glenn, the couple of interesting things. We noticed that wide receiver Andre Lavrone, who was expected to been a regular starter this year, he's out with a back injury. We do not know the degree, although we do see him on the sidelines. He's wearing a jersey, and he's standing on the benches, typically watching the action. I thought what was most fascinating this last game is that UVA wide receiver T.J. Thorpe, who transferred from North Carolina and actually got his degree, his undergraduate degree at Carolina, in summer ball before the season began, he broke his clavicle on a non-contact injury when he was diving for a ball and hit the turf. Somehow the coaches cleared him, or the medical staff cleared him, and he was on the field for a play or two this past Saturday against William & Mary. And have you ever seen a player recover from a broken collarbone in 3.5-4 weeks?
Yeah, I would tell you, Frank, I think that's very aggressive. And with non-operative treatment, it's really the biology of healing is 6 to 8 weeks, really no matter who you are. And I think that the collarbone fractures tend to heal up very quickly as far as the symptoms are concerned. But if he were to sustain a hit or have a load to that bone, that could refracture very, very quickly. So I think it's very aggressive to put him out on the field that soon after the injury. And I think more along the lines of 8 to 12 weeks would probably be more in order. He should be able to do a push-up, do some lifting or resistance activities, but certainly the dynamic hit that he could sustain out on the field, it probably would not hold up to those forces.
I may not be able to do a push-up, and I haven't broken my collarbone.
Jim, there are other reasons for that.
Dr. Kerr, is there any additional padding a football player can utilize to protect that collarbone?
There is. Certainly the athletic trainer can design just some additional padding that go under the shoulder pads to protect that. But really the blows, especially ones that are compression from the side, and as you said, it doesn't have to be a contact injury. It can be a fall with an outstretched arm or a direct blow where somebody lands on top of him and the shoulders are pressed against the ground. But you can pad that, but it really is not realistic to expect that to do much. Meaning that I think it may give him a false sense of security without really providing that much protection.
Unbelievable. One last case: Daniel Hamm, one of the backup running backs, had a wrist injury and was wearing a soft protective cast for a couple of weeks. And I understand that that is now off, and that he's cleared to play in this upcoming game without any cast or any protective padding there. To your way of thinking, what does Daniel Hamm have to do now as a running back, maybe to be a little careful with that wrist going forward so that he doesn't have it re-injured?
Well, I think that more than predicting something that may or may not happen out on the field, just working with the athletic trainer and the exercises, the things that he can do in the gym in preparation for the game, and certainly wraps and tape tend to, again, provide that false sense of security, but they can be helpful, and the athletic trainers are great about doing that before the game. But I really think what he does in the gym and with the trainer before he steps on the field are going to be most important to prevent a re-injury to that area.
Dr. Kerr, we really do appreciate you and your colleagues and your support of the show over all these many seasons, and we also appreciate you taking a few minutes to call into the show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me, and I appreciate it.
We thank you. At any rate, we're going to the bottom of the hour break. Don't forget Mark Verica when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.